The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
It's music time. John Cadell and Larissa Nolan are with us, and we are going to mark the anniversary of the very first Now That's What I Call Music album. How many of them do you actually own? How many do you still have, I wonder? Because I think number 100 is coming out this week, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. Number 100 out on Friday. And it's a bit of a weak celebration. I mean, I would have thought that Now 100 should have been about five discs. But they've done one disc of recent hits, and then the second disc is the greatest Now hits of all time. It's a bit of a whimper more than a bang. I think Now 100 should be a big, massive celebration, shouldn't
it? How many do you have? Did you ever buy one, Larissa?
I remember having the first one at home, because if you look at the track list, I think we have a lot of the tracks there on it. And I can just remember hearing them in the background, particularly things like Culture Club was there, and you know, the Kissing with Confidence one?
Yes.
I remember that one specifically
straight
out of my head.
Carly Simon on vocals.
Oh, that's her. That's exactly who it is. Yeah, and that's why it sounds so good. It's a great song, actually. But I remember, like, we were just trying to work out what age we were there. I'd like to say that I can't remember it. It's like, you know, I'm so young, but actually I was six, which is kind of around the age where you start to really become kind of conscious of music and what's in the charts. So I really remember that. And I also remember the Nows kind of rattling up, and it seemed like as if they were suddenly running up, and now we're at 100, which is really kind of unbelievable. But if you look at, we play this game, me and my friends, you know, because we're nerds, obviously. But if you look at your birth year and you look at the songs, or your birth week, if you look at the songs that were in the top 10 that week, there's always about three or four or five classics, absolute classics on that list. But if you look at them now, it's not like that anymore. At any given week, that the charts, it's nothing to do with you getting older. It's just really the songs aren't as good as they used to be.
But I wonder how well these have aged. I'm going to start reading from side one, the first five tracks, and then we're going to play a bit of number six on side one. And I want to see if you can give your sort of yes or no to these particular songs. Phil Collins, You Can't Hurry Love.
No, I love Phil Collins, but no. Not that one.
See, I like that because that's kind of like his Motown sort of time. You know, like the way Billy Joel went into doing that as well. I'm a fan of that, I think. I like that one.
Duran Duran, Is There Something I Should
Brilliant.
Know?
Brilliant, brilliant. One of the greatest opening of all time on that song.
Yeah, no, it's great. And again, I hate these people who go, you know, these people, oh, that's before my time. I just don't really remember that song that much, and I should probably listen to it a little bit more and appreciate it.
One I always hated is the third track, UB40's Red Red Wine.
Ah, come on. I mean, that's, if you don't give it up to Red Red Wine at this stage now, you're just being ornery, Matt.
Well, I mean, the thing about it is, when you've that to compare to, what's the other brilliant one they have? Ivory Madonna. You know that one, that absolute.
Yes.
So I suppose if you're looking at the brilliant UB40 towards that, yeah, it does kind of fall a little bit short.
Lamal's Only for Love.
Forgettable.
Heaven 17's Temptation.
Never liked it.
Absolutely love that
no,
one.
No, never liked it. They always look like bankers in a recording studio, those three lads.
I can't remember what they ever looked like. I'm just going with the music, John.
Well,
I know maybe you're the MTV generation or YouTube generation, but I like the music.
MTV generation.
Let's play a little bit of what the sixth track on the first ever Now That's What I Call Music was. Casey and the Sunshine Band, Give It Up.
Why did you play a clip of that one?
Because that was what I was given to by the producer.
Oh, right.
We also had Malcolm McLaren, Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart, God No.
Great. Ah, come on. What? Jesus.
Culture Club's Karma Chameleon.
Yes, fantastic.
Men Without Hats, The Safety Dance.
Fantastic.
Okay. Kajagoogoo, Too Shy.
Yeah, bass, that bass, amazing.
Mike Oldfield's Moonlight Shadow.
Incredible guitar solo.
Men at Work Down Under.
Take it or leave it. A Vegemite sandwich is a punch in the face.
Exactly. It's the lyrics on that. 6'4" and full of muscle. That's what I remember from that one. Great lyrics in it.
Yeah.
Okay, Men at Work, you had that. Rocksteady Crew. Hey, you, the Rocksteady Crew.
Brilliant.
Rod Stewart, Baby Jane.
Rubbish.
No.
I absolutely love that song.
Really?
I love it. It's one of my favourites of all time. And people are always saying to me, I think it's rubbish. I love it. You know, like just the lead up and his lovely vocal. I love that song.
Okay. And Paul Young, Wherever I Lay My Hat. That's my home.
More fretless bass. That's the king of fretless bass, that song.
New on side two, New Edition by Candy
creepy,
Girl.
Creepy.
Kajagoogoo, Big Apple.
After Lamar left, you see.
Tina Turner, Let's Stay Together.
Crap.
The Human League, Fascination. That's
brilliant.
A great song.
Yeah.
Human League were brilliant.
Brilliant song.
You're too young for this, Larissa.
A little bit, but I'm just kind of shocked there at the use of the word crap next to Tina Turner. So, I mean, we just won't let that pass.
Well, you can't really surpass Al Green's. Not that there isn't good versions of that song, but I don't think Tina's is one of them.
Okay, they had Howard Jones' new song.
Yeah, nice. Sort of synthy riff, yeah.
They had another UB41, Please Don't Make Me Cry.
Not one of their best.
Pubo Bryson and Roberta Flack, Tonight I Celebrate My Love. Oh, that's
vomit.
Dross.
Yeah.
Tracy Ullman, They Don't Know.
Excellent, a Kirsty MacColl song.
And I was a big fan of hers,
actually. Tracy couldn't reach the high notes in the baby, so Kirsty sang it for her on that version.
Will Powers, Kissing With Confidence.
That's the one with Carly Simon, you know it if you heard.
Okay, Genesis, That's All. That's better than Phil Collins,
Great
You Can't
song.
Hurry Love.
Great
that's
song.
A good Genesis song. The Cure, Love Cats.
I hate it for its over-familiarity.
Come on.
But it's
that's
a great song, but I just
song.
Can't listen to it anymore.
Simple Minds, Waterfront.
Well, that's one of the greatest songs I've ever written.
Madness, The Sun and the Rain.
Not one of their best.
And Culture Club, Victims.
Ditto.
Let's hear one that's coming out from the 100th edition this week of That's Not What I Call Music. And this is one by Calvin Harris and Dua Lipa, One Kiss. I just want to feel your skin on mine. Feel your eyes do the exploring. Passion in the message when you smile. Take my time. That's a good track. Now, that'll be played, won't it, in 35 years' time, Larissa?
No, I don't think it will. Dua Lipa, is that how you pronounce her name? Because I really, you know, I find her to be the most insipid character in pop music for as long as I can remember.
Why?
Just, you know, no stage presence, stands there with the, you know, kind of a same expression on her face, average lyrics, average vocals. Really can't understand what's behind this. Perhaps the fact she used to be a model and now she looks like a Kardashian, perhaps that's part of the appeal, I think, maybe in selling her. But, you know, I listened to her and, she's described as recording empowerment bangers. And you're saying, like, essentially what she's writing about over and over again is, don't call that guy, you know, he's no good and I won't call him, maybe leave him hanging on the phone. You know, it's all the same. It's like an obsession over this man who you're not going to call, but you're writing all your
songs
about.
Sounds like a perfect Love Island soundtrack.
Well, it probably is music for the Love Island generation, maybe. But I think this will absolutely be forgotten in time.
Okay. Grace Jones is from that era, the 1980s as well. She's playing, I think, at Trinity College next week.
Yeah, she's played. There's a host of gigs on in Trinity College. It's starting on Monday with Grace Jones. The Trinity College Summer Series, it's called. And she's playing, with support from Wyvern Lingo. But Grace, I mean, I sort of admire Grace Jones a lot, but I wouldn't be big into her music. But the one memory I have is of her hula hooping at the Queen's 50th anniversary concert a few years ago. She just came out and did hula hoop while she was singing Slave to the Rhythm, and it was just brilliant. It was like, I'm Grace Jones and I'm going to hula hoop in front of the Queen because I should be the Queen.
Slave to the Rhythm, that's when she has a lot of good tracks.
She does, yeah. I mean, Pull Up to the Bumper, that's one of the filthiest songs ever written.
Well, in that case, let's hear some of it.
Thank you.
Rattlers, isn't it?
Yeah, in the era when sexy songs were out, you know, and everybody loved them and enjoyed them. Like, if you think about, say, at that time, you had brilliant stuff from George Michael, from Madonna, from Prince, and really overtly sexy songs like that one. I mean, the thing I love about Grace Jones is, you know, she's this kind of performance artist, but the music is there to back it up. And, you know, she's kind of nowhere, from nowhere. She could be, she's like, you know, she's crossing all boundaries. Yeah. She's like an alien that came down, in that way, very like Bowie. You know, just, I am myself and you will like me, and with the talent to back it up. So that's why I love Grace Jones.
Mamma Mia 2 is out this week. Apparently Cher makes a scene-stealing performance in it, according to some of the movie reviews I've seen. And she also sings ABBA songs.
But doesn't Cher always steal the scene? That's what Cher does. I mean, even if you look at pictures of her back, you know, in her heyday, maybe in the late 60s, early 70s, there's one picture of her, if you Google her, she's wearing like a short skirt and these cool fishnet tights, and no one has ever looked cooler. You know, everything she does, I think, you know, she stands out in it. I know that ABBA are musically brilliant, and I respect the fact that they're one of the best bands ever.
Uh-oh.
But I cannot bear listening to them. I mean, honestly, every single, it's just a personal thing. I don't know why, because I can see that they're brilliantly
musical.
Who
doesn't love ABBA?
Everybody Larissa. I know loves ABBA. I just don't know why, but they just irritate me. I think it's because, don't they do harmonies in the same note, if you know what I mean? They don't do mixing harmonies. They do the harmonies where the girls sing in the same note. And I think maybe I can't get used to it or something. It irritates me is the thing, and it's really illogical. But I don't like ABBA. However, I do love Cher, and I'd love to hear her version of Fernando.
His face, he's just going, he can't believe this.
For once,
John Cadell is speechless. Well, I tell you, try and gather your thoughts while we hear a little bit of Cher doing her cover of Fernando. Has that changed your opinion of ABBA? And maybe they're better singing their own songs? And has it changed your opinion of Cher?
Well, I think even the ABBA fans would agree maybe that Fernando isn't their best ever tune. So,
I don't know.
I tell you what it does remind me of, though. It reminds me of when Madonna sang Don't Cry For Me, Argentina. There's the same kind of effort about it. I don't like it with Cher singing it. But
I think it's too delicate for Cher's voice. Cher,
does that sound like Pierce Brosnan in the background?
I hope not.
Because he's in the new Mamma Mia again, and he's singing in it, apparently.
Jesus. But she has such a big voice that I think Fernando is too delicate for her, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I know. And we were waiting for the big kick in there, and it kind of didn't really happen. It fell a bit flat.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what's great? Sure, I mean, the fact that she's such a brilliant actress, though, as well as a brilliant singer, makes her really unique, doesn't it?
You've dissed Dua Lipa, and now we're going to talk about Cardi B, who leads the way at the MTV Video Music Awards. 10 nominations. We have to give a little ears warning for inappropriate language and a little bit of Bodak Yellow.
The hottest in the street. No, you probably heard of me. Got a bag and fix my teeth. Hope you hoes know it ain't cheap. And I pay my mama bills. I ain't got no time to chill. Think these hoes be mad at me. They baby father run a bill. Say, little bitch, you can fuck with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the store, I can get them both. I don't wanna choose. And I'm quick, cut a nigga off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money moves. Say, I don't gotta dance. dance, I make money move. If I see you now speak, that means I don't fuck with you. I'm a boss to a worker, bitch, I make bloody move. If you a pussy, you get popped. You a goofy, you a op. Don't you come around my way. You can't hang around my block. And I just check my account.
Okay, what you make of that, Larissa?
Well, I mean, it's a return kind of to what we were talking about earlier on there about the about Grace Jones and Prince and George Michael and Madonna and having those kind of overtly sexual songs. Her her album has been described as an ode to sex, which kind of in the current climate that is sort of attempting to put so many rules and regulations around it, it's kind of interesting that someone is coming to the fore so strongly with this kind of thing. The other thing, though, I actually really like Cardi B. I think she's great. I love that New York kind of drawl that she has. But you'd kind of wonder, where did Azealia Banks go, which was sort of the precursor to Cardi B? She seems to have disappeared down a hole and Cardi B is coming in and taking all her nominations and all her success.
The MTV Music Awards, though, I'll ask the question, does anyone care?
Yes, I'd imagine there's a generation younger than you, John, who do.
Of the MTV Music Awards.
Do you not remember when it was the highlight of your year?
Yeah, but that was 1994.
Let's talk about some new music that's been released this week. What's your pick, Larissa?
Oh, yeah, so mine is Jinx Lennon, who is...
He's brilliant.
He's just, I mean, he's such an unsung hero. Yeah. I have to say that this is the frustration I have with Jinx is, you know, he's our social commentator of the day and so succinct and so sharp with it and so funny, actually, and satirical. But it's Robert Christgau. Have you ever seen his reviews of, Jinx has, this is his 9th album, I believe. It's called Grow a Pair. And he's given him like 10 out of 10 all the time. It's this international reviewer for everything he's done. He's amazing.
Let's hear him.
Sometime in your life, trouble will come, and it's easy to turn and blame everyone. You and the world aren't getting on. There's a slug on your neck, weighs half a ton. If you don't stand up for anything, you're soon gonna fall for everything. Some people take crap and they still survive, but you know something's missing in their eyes.
Gotta grow a pair of balls, try to stand up when you don't feel tall. If you let it go on, go on, come on. Grow a pair of balls.
That's your choice, Jinx Lennon. What's your pick this week, John?
I just wanted to... say Jinx Lennon is, I mean, that sounds as though it's a bit novelty. It's not. He is his album Know Your Station, Gouger Nation is a classic. He sort of sings about stuff with his tongue in his cheek, but he's making social statements, social commentary, and he's doing it in a fun way, and he should be far more popular than
that's
he is.
That's a great endorsement of Larissa's pick, but you won't have time for your own now if you don't carry off.
Public Image Limited, it's a reissue of sorts. It's a box set, a career-spanning box set, and it's called The Public Image is Rotten. There's 5 CDs of various singles, live tracks, Peel sessions, and 2 DVDs too.
And let's hear Rise. Unfortunately, we need to come back because we're nearly out of time and I want to be on time for Ed Smith, who follows us afterwards. So thank you very much, Larissa Nolan and John Cadell, for being with us again this evening.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.